Eagles, 32-9, the final there. Divisional round is set. The Green Bay Packers will play their next game on Saturday night as the team is going to be heading to San Francisco to face the 49ers. 7:15 is the kickoff for it. Prior to that, it's the Texans at the number one seed Baltimore Ravens. And then the Lions and the Buccaneers will play on Sunday at 2 p.m. Chiefs and Bills, a matchup we've seen many times in recent playoff memory. 5:30 is going to be the kickoff for that one. News AP Top 25 polls are out, and the Wisconsin Badgers jump all the way up to number 11 with a 13-3 record. Coach's poll actually has the Badgers in the top 10, sitting at number 8. Wisconsin will be back on the court tonight. They'll be traveling to Penn State to face the Nittany Lions. 8 o'clock is the tip-off for that matchup. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is bitterly cold, and that is going to continue. We have a wind chill advisory in effect today through tonight. The wind chill minus 20 to minus 30, possibly even colder at times. Partly cloudy, actual high today 2 above tonight, 6 below tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high near 11. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
99.7 Max FM. Gotten a little warmer here this morning. 7 below now. Look at us move up in the world. Still just darn cold. It's Blink 182, all the small things now. 901 on 99.7 Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 4 minutes after nine now. And Finn, quickly, we've got some celebrating to do with our calendar days. I mean, it's better than thinking about the cold and the wind chills. So Let's look at what we got on our list. Today is National Good Teen Day. I mean, we like to pick at all the things that the teens do or don't do, right? But for the most part, most of the teens that I know are pretty good kids. So we've got to be aware of that. And this is the day to celebrate your good teen if you happen to have one, which I know you and Chris do in the household. Yeah. Today is also National Nothing Day. Well, okay. This was first held in 1973. It was thought up by the San Francisco Examiner columnist Harold Pullman Coffin to avoid to provide Americans with one national holiday when they can just sit without celebrating, observing, or honoring anything. So today is basically National Nothing Day, where it's just a day and you don't have to observe anything.
So forget all that other stuff we told you about.
That's right. That's right. Don't worry about any of that. I love it. It is also, let's see, Prohibition Remembrance Day today. Well, in this great state of Wisconsin, we'd be in a whole lot of trouble. The 18th Amendment prohibited the production, transportation, and sale of alcohol, and it was way back on this day in 1919 that it was ratified by a number of states, but did not go into effect for a whole nother year. So Prohibition Remembrance Day really just commemorates the ratification and implementation of Prohibition and the almost 14 years that American citizens lived under it. Now, that's why you had so much bootlegging. That's why you had all those underground tunnels. That's why the mobs became so infamous in not only Minneapolis, but also Chicago, because they were going to make sure that all of those little underground clubs still were able to get their alcohol. We've got a little sordid past of that here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Al Capone and his planes flying in to bring new alcohol.
That's right. That's right. Now, if you're somebody who's given up on your New Year's resolutions already, today is Rid the World of Fad Diet and Gimmicks Day. So there you go. Just stick with the tried and true good diet and exercise, I guess. I mean, everybody always says, oh, you should try this diet, you should try that diet. And honestly, it still comes down to eating less and exercising and moving more is essentially what it still comes down to. So there is that part of it as well. Let's see. And then there's a whole bunch of food ones. Oh, I almost forgot this one. Appreciated Dragon Day is also today. Cool. Now, of course, How to Train Your Dragon, if you love that movie with the kids. But I mean, we've got the little bearded dragons that people keep as pets right here in the U.S. and all around the world, so maybe honor them today as well. And then, of course, we can talk about our food ones. So today is International Hot and Spicy Food Day. Doesn't matter what hot and spicy food it is. If you love the hot variety, this is your day to celebrate. I will not be partaking in that one. I'm not a spicy person. I like taste, don't get me wrong. I just don't want my mouth to be flaming as I'm trying to actually enjoy the different flavors and the different tastes. So there's a difference.
Are those people that take it just a little bit too far?
Yes, they do.
Like with
my
Thai
Dexter?
Food, you know, when they go and they order five stars, you know, and it's so hot, you can't even taste the flavors.
Yeah, they're sweating as it. But, oh, this is just great! It's the best thing I've ever had.
You can't even taste it.
You're sweating to death. How is this any fun for you at all? But Dexter's like that. He loves anything super spicy. Loves anything super spicy. It's ridiculous.
I like spicy food, but I still like to taste it.
Right.
I like to
He's always telling me my food is bland, and I'm like, well, not everybody loves it covered in, you know, red peppers. I mean, it's just kind of how it is. And then let's see, what else do we have on this list? There's a bunch of good food ones. It is also National Quinoa Day today. I'm a huge quinoa fan. I love quinoa. Make myself quinoa porridge and all sorts of good stuff with it. It's delicious. And then it's also National Fig Newton Day today. Now, Corey will tell you that he is not a Fig Newton fan. He is more of a Fruit Newton fan, but I swear that we have stared at the Fig Newtons in stores before as well. Now, he's the type of guy who goes into a store and stares at the cookies that are all covered in dust because nobody else is buying them. Fruit Newtons, Fig Newtons, Lorna Doones. He'll pull out the box and he'll be like, I should get one of these. And I'll be like, nobody else has touched that. Look at the dust on that box. Like, could you get at least a bottom one?
Like 3 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Could you at least get the bottom box, please? So it's not covered in dust. That would be awesome. National Fig Newton Day. Everybody enjoy your figs. Taking a look at this forecast right now. Wind chill advisory in effect today and tonight, Finn. It's going to be cold. 25 below to 30 below wind chills. Otherwise, partly cloudy 2 today, 6 below tonight. Then mostly cloudy. We're going to rebound back into the double digits with a high of 11. Actually seems quite nice after we've been talking about 25 below. Yeah, let's be honest. Right now, it is 7 below and time for your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Friday, January 19th, from 6:30 until 8:30, Merrimack Community School will be hosting their Celebrate Winter event. Great chance to eat some food and have some fun with family and friends. Bring a dish to pass and your favorite board game. No alcohol is allowed at this event. It's sponsored by the Merrimack Snowbusters. And they also have a 50-50 cash raffle with the proceeds going to Merrimack Home and School Association. Again, this is Friday, January 19th, from 6:30 until 8:30 at Merrimack Community School. And you still have time to get signed up for the 5th annual Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle. This year, the prizes will be 10 different meat bundles, ranging in values from $50 to $275, and the grand prize is a Blackstone Grill package valued at $375. It's $5 per ticket or $20 for 5 tickets. You can reach out to Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters on Facebook or contact any executive board members to purchase tickets. Again, this is the 5th annual Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle. Selling will end on February 17th, and the drawing will be held at the Baraboo FFA Flapjacks for Farmers Breakfast held at Baraboo High School.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models. Just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
You won't believe it. They think we're lovers.
Love Body Right in the Morning. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM truly is one of my favorites. I'm Maddie Jones. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you are having a great Tuesday. A 50-minute music hour continues right now. Here is REO Speedwagon.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby. There was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe. But you didn't listen. But you never bled. Instead you laid still in the grass. Oh, coiled up in the sand. And though I know all about those men, still I don't remember. Cause it was us, baby.
And more.
Hold on to that feeling.
I no doubt. 99.7 Max FM.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Point of view.
really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7.
Best rock, man.
Max FM.
Body, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, Justin Timberlake is continuing to build a little anticipation for his return to solo music. He recently announced a new one-night-only hometown concert in Memphis set for January 19th, so I guess that would be this weekend, huh? Looking at a calendar and all. It's going to take place at the Orpheum Theater. Just in case you need a little warmer weather, I don't know what it's like in Memphis right now, but it's got to be better than this. Kenny Loggins now. This is Footloose on Max FM.
Still holding me.
Run to You. There is Brian Adams, Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, let me ask you a question this morning. Could you be keeping a deep, dark secret for no good reason? I only ask this because there was a recent study that found that it might be the case depending on what the secret is. Now, if it's something really bad, like, say, I murdered 11 people back in 78, you're probably better off not telling anybody, and they will judge you for that, and hopefully they're going to turn you in at the same time. Well, for normal secrets, there's a pretty good chance that telling someone is better for your overall mental health. In fact, researchers did 12 different experiments and found that we tend to overestimate how harshly we'll be judged for those secrets that we are keeping. When you confide in someone, they're less likely to judge you and more likely to focus on the positive traits required to reveal that secret. Things like trust, honesty, and allowing yourself to be vulnerable. In other words, they'll be impressed that you trust them enough to tell them about the secret, and they probably won't judge you anywhere close to as much as you're already judging yourself. So don't keep the secrets. Find somebody that you know to confide in, somebody that you really, really trust, and chances are it's going to go better than you think. Coming up, at least that's what I got out of it. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Wind chill advisory in effect today into tonight. It is going to be bitterly cold. We're going to tell you what to expect next here on Max FM.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. Yes, tis the season. Any phone free for new and current customers. See us at your local U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The brutal cold continues to blast us with blustery winds whipping up to 25 miles per hour, dragging our wind chill values to near negative 25. As highs today struggle to get above zero, we do get to see more sunshine today. Just stay warm. A wind chill advisory remains in effect until tomorrow morning. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 4 below zero.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. We are just getting started with another 50-minute music hour. Great music that you need for your workday. No Mercy coming up, along with Michael Jackson. We've got Howard Jones next hour. Right now, it's the Bengals Manning Monday. Fin in next to take you through your midday right here on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Can't you see? I ain't got no bitch up in the tree, but I don't wanna.
Just go ahead.